got to play better. That's really what it comes down to. Myself, team, we just got to come together and pull, especially division wins out. It hurts to let one go like that, but then you can do about what what's done. You just got to, you know, what's ultimately in front of us is still out there, so we just got to keep playing and just win the games that we have.
I imagine it didn't make you feel any better when you look back and saw the game on film. What did you see when you did review it the past couple days?
Just a lot of missed opportunities. Just, you know, ball on the ground way too many times. So, gotta fix that.
Was it the rain for the reason?
I mean, you can say the rain. You can say, you know, somebody was screaming in the audience. It was too loud, you know, whatever. But, I mean, when it comes down to it, we all play in the same weather, so. You got to catch the ball.
Valente, do you think there's a disconnect between what you're putting out there at practice and then what you're carrying over to the game? And if so, what can you do to kind of change that?
You just got to make the plays that I'm making in practice. Just carry it over to Sunday, Thursday. You know, if they make a play on Tuesday, then you got to do that.
Are you a guy that beats yourself up, or do you let it go after 24 hours?
It's hard to let it go because, you know, when it really means a lot to you, you're so passionate about the game and, you know, each opportunity. And I really value every time the ball's going. So. It's hard to really let it go, so you want to have that, you know, they call it the DB mentality, just let it go and think about the, you know, the next play and then forget about it. But it's hard, especially when I really care about it. So you try to, but, you know, I'm doing my best to just move past it so I can go out there and have a great game.
Devontae, Aaron was just talking about preparation. Has anything changed for you this week in terms of how you're approaching stuff?
Nope, just same thing, really. I mean, it's not there's no secret to what's going on. We just got to make the plays that are out there. It's a lot of plays that we're leaving out on the field, and, you know, myself included, obviously. So just gotta make more plays, and there's really nothing else that we, you know, the coaches put together a good game plan, and, you know, we figure out what we like, what we don't like as much, and we just got to do what we got to do when we get out there on the field.
Sometimes when you see a ball that's not quite where the receiver is, it looks like it's, you know, some miscommunication or something. Is it interpretation between the two players? Is there something just missing there in terms of why those connections don't happen?
I mean, it's maybe, but, I mean, each play is different. It's not going to be perfect. You know, when we draw it up and we're doing it in practice, nobody's hitting Aaron. So, you know, I'm going to be able to get my depth, do this, do that, and then he's going to be able to throw a better ball than, you know, if he's getting pressured, and I'm going to be able to catch it better than, you know, if somebody's coming over my back. So different things there's different variables that you can't really account for in practice, but we do a pretty good job at getting it as close as possible. They tell our DBs to make sure that they play however the opposing team DBs are playing, different things like that to get us ready. So, you know, it's not going to be a perfect route every time. It's not going to be, you know, the perfect. We just got to click on the opportunities that we do have and get on the same page as much as possible.
Do those different variables explain the interception Thursday?
Yeah, I mean, it's a different look. It's a guy diving out to the curl flat area, and obviously Aaron was thinking something. He was hoping that I was going to come out of it a little quicker. I tried to get around him, ran into him. Like, that's what happened.
Devontae, you're obviously a very prideful player. When you have a night like the other night, are you so eager to get back out there in the next game?
I'm going
to
play right now. I mean, you know, obviously you get down on yourself a little bit because you know you want to perform better than you did, but I'm ready to get out there and have a better game than I did last time.